Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Birth of a New Earth here at Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Janice Barcello, and I'm going to remind you, as I always do, that this station is completely listener-supported. And if you'd like us to keep the truth coming, please do donate generously at this time of the year, especially to help keep us on the air and help keep the information flowing. We would all be so very grateful. Before I get started with the show today, I want to give a shout out to my friend William Oakes, who owns a hand-dipped chocolate business in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and he sent me chocolates for Christmas as a gift. He sent me these delicious chocolates, and I wanted to let anybody know that might be in the area of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, that these chocolates are wonderful. And thank you, William, for your just for your kindness in extending that sweet gift to me. At this time, I am very, very grateful to you and very grateful for the chocolates, as I am a bit of a chocolate addict. So, okay, just wanted to say that. Moving on to the show, I want to share that I've been in a little bit of a funk over the past 2 days because, well, number one, I got notice that I'm going to have to be moving at the end of March of 2023. In one sense, that's a good thing because it is time for me to move on. I am on the precipice of creating my ministry, and the ministry does need a ground. It needs a place that is in the physical world for my vision to actually come to fruition. However, it's a tall order for someone in my position financially to, you know, how is a piece of land going to manifest upon which we can create the school, which is basically, you know, an educational center for future parents to prepare themselves for conscious procreation. I also have a history of homelessness in my past. After the death of my infant daughter, I went into a deep, what I'll call a traumatic vortex that did leave me without housing for a number of years. Luckily, I was in Hawaii on Maui, and so it was never a danger to my life, you know, to my survival, because the weather there is very agreeable and gentle. However, these memories of that experience have been very, very hard for me to separate myself from and to come back to a place which is our origin of knowing that we will be supported and trusting that we will have everything that we need when we need it. And there has been, you know, a large portion of my life where I didn't know that, and I didn't trust that. In fact, my upbringing, I was raised Catholic, and I was raised to believe in a very judgmental God and a punishing God. And the belief for me was that whenever anything bad happened in my life, it must have been because I myself had done something very bad to deserve it. And this just totally, fully surfaced when the death of my daughter, my infant daughter, occurred. My struggle with God and with understanding who God is, as opposed to the understanding that I was raised with about what God is. That was a very deep, many-year struggle for me to begin to understand that it wasn't God at all that had created the situation for the death of my daughter. The death of my daughter was a result, 100%, of the medical establishment, in the sense that the medical establishment from the very beginning of my life and the very beginning of the lives of almost all people on the earth today had imprinted into my cells that life is not safe, that we have no control over what happens, that there is something outside of ourselves that is exercising control over our lives. We have no dominion. We have no power. This force comes in during gestation and birth to imprint into these babies that it is the system, that it is the Luciferian forces who will determine when you're going to be born, who will determine what your birth is going to look like. You see, and we can make a mistake, as I did, imagining that those energies that were violently harming me and that had violently harmed my daughter as well. But as an infant, you may think that that is God, that it is doing this, when it is really the antithesis of the Creator. It is the adversaries of the good and of love that are involved in the torture of infants and mothers and fathers during birth. And we must see this. We have to see this, because this is a key to the transformation of our world. We have to stop the mind control programming that is occurring at the earliest stages of the children who are trying to incarnate into this dimension. And this is such a deep, deep shift. When your body is a form of your conscious awareness, okay? It has memory. It has cellular memory. It has imprints that are nonverbal, that you can't articulate, that you haven't been able to process. All of us have not been able to process because we were too young to deal with the intensity of the violence that was being inflicted on us through what's called prenatal care and through the hospital birth process. And that process is incredibly violent. And it is purposefully violent to turn you and me and all of us into soulless slaves, to imprint upon our consciousness the power of the dark side, which is now manifesting outwardly in full force. While the overwhelming majority of people sit back, feeling that they have no power to stop it, that there's nothing they have inside of them that could possibly overcome the power of evil. In fact, we have believed that evil is more powerful than God, many of us. You know, so when I gathered this last Thursday in my Ringing Cedars Forum, we took note of the dark forces, geoengineering weaponry, and their attempts right now to freeze everybody in the Northern Hemisphere, basically, North America is being pressed upon with very, very cold air, which is super interesting considering they're saying that it's a polar vortex, but the North Pole is supposedly melting because it's just too hot up there. So there's a direct contradiction in what we're being told, and it's clear that they're technologies are being used to create this cold system. And so what do? We all sit back and we think, oh, gee, you know, their technologies are so powerful. There's nothing we can do. We're being poisoned. We're being frozen out, you know. But there is something that we can do, which we just don't even remember that we have the ability to do, which is to use your mind to push the cold front north. And I'm going to ask everybody in my listening audience to do this, okay, to look at a picture of the cold front that you're going to see on your weather report if you're foolish enough to have a television, okay? Look at the image that they're showing you of this cold front pressing down way south into the United States, okay, and Europe. Push it north. If you see that purple color, push the purple north. Back to the pole, beyond Canada, beyond Alaska, up, up, up to the North Pole. Do this. Push it back. Use your mind to neutralize the chemtrails. Use your mind to visualize blue skies over Australia, for example, where they were getting flooded out. Use the power that the Creator has given you. Remember that you have this power to counteract what the dark forces are doing, the evil that the dark forces are trying to impress upon us. We do not need to sit here like victims, you know, with prayer hands. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help us. You know, we're just children of God. You know, we have no power. We're just pathetic and helpless. There couldn't be a greater insult, basically, to the Creator for people to be behaving this way, because we are made of the substance of the Creator. We have inside of us very similar potential to that of the Creator. Of course, we have no idea that we have this, but it's time to know. It is time to act. It is time to do, not to sit down on your butts, turn the TV on. You know, you got a whole arsenal of guns behind you, America, but you're sitting and watching television and taking in the programming. You need to take a sledgehammer to the TV and the cell phones, and I'm not kidding, okay, and to sit and contemplate. Sit in a rocking chair or whatever it takes for you to calm your nervous system and contemplate how you yourself can contribute to stopping these dark intentions on our earth and to reclaiming your essence. The essence we all originated with, but have lost because of the way we're brought here. And why am I talking about this, actually? Well, this is a topic that's very close to my heart, as I've shared. It's also the essence of why I'm creating my ministry, because I would like to create a place on this earth where young adults or people who are interested to bring children in safely and in love, where they can discover the keys to how to do that. Even more, I would like to create a whole community of people who are committed to bringing the children onto this earth safely, gently, and in love without the influence of the Luciferian forces. So why does this matter? Well, it matters because when children have not been traumatized at the earliest stages of their lives, they will be able to maintain a link with the divine mind. They will be able to be born kind creators. The ability to love, the ability to help others, the desire to be in kind communion with everything that lives, much of which has left humanity. They have no problem. When I look around me and I see how people are treating their pets, for example, with dogs being left outside in the freezing cold, you know, almost 24/7, cats being left outside, people pouring pesticides all over their property to kill anything that lives, people spraying toxic chemicals to kill insects because they happen to be somewhere you don't want them to be. It hurts my heart. It sometimes keeps me up at night to see what has happened to humanity, to see the lack of compassion and the lack of love for other living things, and the separation from Creator and from creation that has been occurring. So I want to heal this. You know, I want to offer something to this earth. And keep in mind, I don't have any living children at this time. I have had a series of mishaps with respect to my attempts to give birth, which were five attempts, none of them successful because of the overwhelming amount of birth trauma that I had been carrying, which prevented me from being able to give birth gently and easily and safely. So I want this not to happen anymore. I want the children to be able to get here safely. I want the children not to be exposed to Luciferian influences. What does that mean? That means the ministry, wherever it is, I don't know where it will actually take form. Tennessee is coming in very strong right now. But there will be no wireless devices allowed on the grounds of the ministry. No cell phones, nothing. Why? Because there will be pregnant women coming. There will be parents who want to have children coming. There will be those who want to support the children and the future parents. But we can't do that if we're going to be irradiating them or irradiating their eggs and their sperm. You see, we're contributing to destroying them if we expose them to this, or to television, or to pornography, or to the music industry as it exists today, or to alcohol, or to drugs. I mean, there's a whole list of things that are bringing satanic influences into our lives and into our world. What would it be like for the children who were not exposed to such influences? And more than that, you know, parents used to try to help their kids buy a house. I mean, this is not very long ago, and some parents still do help their kids buy a house. But when you read the Ringing Cedars books, you realize we have missed such a fundamental piece of what we need to do to help support our children. And that piece is called the space of love, which involves basically getting a parcel of earth that you are going to, that parcel is designed to help you preserve love. We're going to have to come back after the break, folks. Are we taking a break, Sam, or not? All right.
We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Oh, can you see it, baby? You don't have to close your eyes, just tell it right before you. All that you need will surely come.
There we go. Welcome back. All right, we were talking about a space of love, but I see that Chance is holding on the line. Chance, are you there?
My call, Janice. Now, Janice, I, for one, appreciate you mentioning your past experiences, you know? Because like yourself, I overcame so many horrible experiences that the horrible cancer that I had 17 years ago was the easiest thing to deal with, believe it or not. You know, but now at age 62... that's all behind me now, and it made me the person that I am today. Stronger, a fighter, a no-nonsense person. And that's the message you conveyed to me when you mentioned your past experiences. It brought back, see, some people get knocked out of the box when they're faced with horrible things, but people like yourself, myself, it shaped who I am today, and I just wanted to make that comment to you. See, we are stronger than we think. If we only learn from these horrible past experiences, would you agree?
What I want to say is that I do think our greatest pain, the greatest pain that we carry, can become our greatest gift. But it's not an easy road, and it would be much better if we didn't have to live in a world where suffering was what leads us to our destiny. And I don't really think that that's God's, that that's the original design. I think that's how it is right now based on where we are in consciousness.
But, yes, I agree with you. But like I said, it did shape my life. It made me who I am. Just like I surmise that you feel the same way in your life and many other people. But like I said, what intrigues me is that other people, it knocks them down and they can't get back up. And it makes, you know, and I can't fathom that.
Right. Like I said, right. It's all behind. I do think if you give people enough time, they will get back up. And I do want to get back to the space of love topic because it's a very important topic. You got to give people time after they've been knocked down because there's a grief process. And certainly yes. There's a grief process if it involves the death of somebody that you love and especially the death of a child or a pet. You know, people mm-hmm. have to go through their process and it may take a couple of years. It may take a decade or more. This ministry, I'm bringing into form is 22 years in the thought form, you know, 22 years of healing, 22 years of trying to sort through my own pain, my own wounds, trying to resolve them neurologically so that I stop recreating more and more trauma in my life.
But you are at more peace now, true, correct?
What's that?
You are at more peace at this stage in your life.
Well, definitely.
Aren't you? Yeah, me too. Okay, well, Janice, thank you for taking my call now.
Thank you, Chance, for calling in. So, yeah, we have to give people the space that they need to grieve and to go through their process. This is, it is so deep. 22 years is a long time to carry a dream and to not see a way that the dream can be brought into form. You know, even the paperwork for the ministry I'm creating was $2,000 just to get the documents, never mind all the other things that need to happen right now. So I'm going to put this out to my people in terms of I am seeking land for the creation of what I'm going to call a kin's domain community based on the Ringing Cedars vision that is 100% committed to communion with nature, but also awareness and commitment regarding how we're bringing children to this earth. This is the main thing. And with respect to these kin's domain settlements, of which more than 400 have already gone up in Russia because the books come out of Russia, okay, these settlements are made up of multiple different families who each have their space of love, basically 2.5 acres. You don't want less than that because you don't want to be too close to other people. You need your space. This isn't an echo community where everybody shares the same house. No, families need their space, and that space of love, everything you plant there, everything you create there, is for the preservation of love between you and your beloved and for your children. And these spaces are designed to be held in perpetuity, not to, you know, so you buy a house and then you sell it a couple of years later, or you're in business and you're buying houses and you're flipping houses. We have come so far from understanding how deeply we need home, how we need ground. Our parents did not provide for us a space of love to be born into, to be conceived in, to be gestated in, to be birthed in that space of love by two people who everything that they put into that space is for their love, for the expansion and continuation of their love, including their children. Their children are the culmination of their love, the fulfillment of their love. But here we're going off into hospitals to give birth because we're living in these boxes many people on very small pieces of land with neighbors just a few feet away. You know, there's no privacy. There's no quiet. There's no safety. People are being irradiated. I mean, more so than if you're a rat in a lab.
Our essence reveals a sacred love so sweet. As we join together in synergy, we're invited to live our divinity. It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. It's interesting, that song called Truly, Madly, Deeply Do by Savage Garden. That is a song that my infant daughter, who was murdered in a neonatal intensive care situation, that song is a song that I speak to her through and that she speaks to me through. So on the day that she died, I can remember asking her to let me know that she was okay and that she knew that I loved her by playing that particular song for me when I pulled up to a particular streetlight. And the song came on the radio right at that moment when I pulled up to that streetlight. And she communicated with me multiple times that way when I asked for specific things for her to communicate with me to. And by the way, her name was Anastasia. And it's interesting that a few years after she died, I read an article, just a one-page article in a periodical at the health food store on Maui, about a book. And the title of the book was called Anastasia. It is the first book in the Ringing Cedars series. And those books through which a being called Anastasia is communicating to the whole world about what we need to do to cross the bridge back to love, to bring this world back to love, All right. Those books are a way that my daughter is communicating with me about what I need to do to make this world safe, not just for her to be willing to come again, but for all the children. Interestingly enough, I recently read an article about birth trauma. This is hitting the mainstream now. Finally, people are getting on it. They're getting on how much damage the birth trauma is doing. And I come across this very short sentence. I'm going to read it to you. It says, if a baby doesn't experience appropriate support, warmth, and attachment during their early life, they can go on to view the world as a dangerous place where their needs will not be met. And when I read that, I felt a tension in my gut, because this is me. This is my experience. That the world I live in is dangerous. I mean, I don't know too many people that feel, you know, that they're completely surrounded by something that can kill them. That's how I feel constantly because of my sensitivity to the radiation. The world is a very dangerous place. And of course, the feeling that my needs will not get met, because these are my imprints from the very start of my life. When babies are in a womb where they're alone for 6 weeks or 8 weeks before they're even noticed, obviously their needs for connection, for recognition, for communication with their parents is not available. And then they're finally discovered. And the response of the parents is like, oh no, what are we going to do now? Should we kill our baby? Okay, these are bad. These are bad feelings. And the baby is not, you know, it's not set up to process such deep rejection and feelings of betrayal and abandonment at such an early stage of their lives. This starts with the way we're having sex, and it goes on. The parent, as parents, we have to understand what we're doing and how to correct it. This is critical. I'd like to read you a segment from the Ringing Cedars books, if you'll all humor me for just maybe 2 to 3 minutes. She says, nothing and no one has power over the Creator's supreme co-creation. That would be us. His burst of love and bright inspiration are already comprehended in each moment for the world. Of all the beings in the unfathomable universe, only one is capable of influencing the child's destiny by coming between God, paradise, and a star of happiness, and that child. And then Vladimir says to her, does that mean that there is a being in the world more powerful than God? And she says, there is nothing in the world more powerful than divine inspiration, but there is a being equal to it in power, capable of coming between God, the most tender educator, and the angelic child, man. And Vladimir says, who is that? How is he called? And she replies, that being is man, the parent. What? How can it happen that parents can wish unhappiness for their children? She says, everyone wants happiness, but they have forgotten the path to happiness. That is why they are perpetrating violence out of good intentions. He says, how does it all happen? And how come parents are closing off the path to happiness for their children? And he wants to be convinced that it's in fact happening. She says, fine. I'll convince you. Try recalling scenes from your own childhood. He says, but that's hard to do. Not everyone can recall things that happened in their infancy. She says, and why might that be? Is it not because memory attempts to spare our feelings and excise what is empty and fruitless? It tries to erase any suggestion of hopelessness, to rub out what you experienced in your mother's womb, when you sense the world's verbal abuse through the suffering of your mother. Do you want me to help you recall other things, Vladimir? And he says, well, you can give it a try. What other things were there that have gone from my memory? The other things are not things you wish to remember. You are reluctant to remember how you, the ruler of the universe, lay all by yourself, helpless in your crib. You were so tightly wrapped up. This is called swaddling, folks. It was like being bound in a cocoon. And I'm going to say it's a straitjacketing. Smiling people decided when you should eat and when you should sleep. You wanted to think everything through for yourself, to make sense of what was going on, but so often they would simply make cooing sounds and toss you up toward the ceiling. But what for? You never got a chance to think about it. After growing a little, you began to see a great many things around you that had no voice and no heart. But you were not allowed to touch them. You could touch only those things that people handed you. And you resigned yourself to trying to figure out where was the perfection in any of the joy toys you were offered. But there was no way you could have found in this absurd, primitive object what had never been there in the first place and never could. But you still kept searching. You did not give up. You felt things with your hands. You tried to bite them, but to no avail. You did not find any explanation. That was when you first wavered. You, who were born to be a ruler of the universe, you decided that you were unable to decide anything for yourself. You were betrayed by those who gave you birth, and you betrayed yourself. And I'm going to tell you, folks, that in terms of deciding anything for yourself, that starts at birth. When babies are forced out of the womb through the induction of labor, through toxic drugs and very violent protocols, okay, that baby has lost his dominion over the timing of his birth, his or her birth. The dark forces have taken it from the baby. The baby is the one in a natural birth who decides when it's time. It signals the mother's body, and the mother's body starts producing neurochemicals of birth. In a natural birth, it is up to the baby to decide when it is ready to be born. But in the medical establishment, at least one-third of children have lost that completely through the induction of labor. Why are parents saying yes to this? Why are we acquiescing? Well, thanks to ultrasound, they can tell you all kinds of things about what's wrong with your body, what's wrong with your uterus, what's wrong with the placenta, what's wrong with the amount of fluid you have, all kinds of stuff that they make up to get you to acquiesce, to allow them to have dominion over the timing of your child's birth. Or maybe it's more convenient for you, mom and dad, to schedule a C-section because, for whatever reason, we have to consider this goes against everything in nature. I'm just going to read a little bit more. Vladimir goes on to say, but I was just like all the other kids. And she says, like all the other children, you believed in the kindness of people around you. You believed in your parents. You began more and more to repress your own desires. And you accepted their belief that you were nothing but an ignorant, insignificant youngster. And the sensations inculcated in you by the abuse of your childhood keep on haunting you throughout your life, even to the point of attempting to reproduce themselves in your offspring. So I'm reading this to you because I want people to get a sense of how deep these books are, how profound the information is that is coming through with respect to why we are in the condition we are today, what is wrong, what has gone wrong, what has turned humanity into the most dangerous life form ever to exist. Well, I think there's another life form actually that's more dangerous than humanity, but I'm not going to go there today. But we are an extremely dangerous life form. I don't see other species, you know, constantly attacking members of their own kind, going to war, I don't know how many people saw this video. It's been going around about World War One, when it was Christmas Eve, and the Germans and I guess the Russians were in their dugouts ready to kill each other. But a German man started singing Silent Night in German, and this man's voice could be heard by the Allies or the Allies in their dugout. And somebody in their dugout started playing the bagpipes. Oh, they were Scottish, I think. Anyway, started playing the bagpipes to Silent Night. And then both groups of men from these warring countries started singing Silent Night together. And they came, and this is a true story, they came out of their dugouts and they started sharing what they had to celebrate Christmas, whatever it was that they had, whatever food they had, whatever wine they had. They became friends for the night. They called a truce for Christmas Eve. And probably on that evening recognized the stupidity of white men fighting against white men for reasons they don't understand and for the benefit of a race that wants nothing more than to see us destroying each other. So that night there was a truce. And the next day the truce was lifted and they began killing each other again. And somebody from the Scottish dugout murdered the German man who had begun singing Silent Night. And how profound is that, to recognize how easily we can be turned into this, how easily we can be mind controlled to even sign up for the military, to go to war for these creatures who want nothing more than to see us kill each other and to see the earth destroyed. Where is the consciousness of the people who signed up for the military? What was in the minds of the parents who raised this child? Anastasia also makes a profound comment. We could stop this instantly. This goes out to the women out there, by simply refusing to have sex with men who go to war or join the military. How easy is it to end the thinking of destruction? Now, I know most of the men and the women now who go into the military think that they're doing something good, that they're patriotic, that they're defending their country. But this is a faction, you know, it's a function of mind control, folks. You're not defending anything good. Even World War II was a total abomination, the good war, they call it. 100% Jewish instigated and for the Jews. And so was World War I. In fact, I don't know of any war that was not for that group, not for the betterment of that group, and that was not instigated by that group. It's a big headline in I think it was a 1933 newspaper, Judea declares war against Germany. And I do think it's in the New York Times, but I don't remember exactly. Who declared, and now we're told that Hitler started the war? Hitler did everything in his power to stop it from happening. But no such luck, because humanity is under mind control, and we're willing to go kill people we've never met, who've never done anything to us, for reasons we don't understand. So please, parents, don't raise your kids this way, even if you yourself were in the military, please understand what you were part of. Please see it now so that it can end. And warn your children of it, that it was a mistake, that you fought on the wrong side. General Patton talked about this, that America fought on the wrong side of World War II. Indeed, we did. If Germany, we would not be in the position we're in right now. Germany was trying to fight communism, Bolshevism. And we should have stood with Germany against this, I'll call it communism, but it, whatever, that's what it is. And it's also Jewish creation. Bolshevism made up of Jews, basically, overwhelmingly Jewish, who brought us the blessings of communism. And Germany was trying to stand against that. And here somehow the American people thought they were doing a good thing by going and killing over 16 million Germans, innocent German people. Some of these people were incinerated in towns like Dresden. Their bodies were burnt to the ground. What horrors have our souls been forced to endure because our bodies have become separated from our souls. Our souls can't even reach the bodies anymore to say, please stop. What are you doing? Please think for a moment. Contemplate. Try to break through the mind control that has gotten you to this point of insanity. So even when all of these abominable bodies are out there shooting each other up, the souls are the energies that are suffering. The souls are the emotional part of our being and feel everything that we're doing, including the pain of not being able to make contact with the body. And when does that break between the soul and the body happen? I'm telling you, folks, it's happening in the womb. It's even happening in conception. And most definitely during hospital births. I'm not sure if I said this on the air before, but I listened to an interview with a 2.5-year-old child who was saying that when she was in the womb, she was very afraid because there was extremely loud thunder. And she was trying to get away from the thunder. And finally she went up in the clouds. And then the thunder went away. What she's talking about is ultrasound, which has been recorded at 120 decibels in the womb, which is like standing next to a chainsaw when it's in operation, or standing in a subway station when the trains are coming in. That's how loud it is for babies in the womb. And so she went up in the clouds. What does that mean? That means she dissociated. Her body and her soul were split. Her soul left the body. And the body was on automatic pilot. This happens to millions of babies who are circumcised. Dissociation occurs because of the intensity of the torture, genital torture, at the hands of sadists, with the permission of the parents. This is the core of when the split happens. Okay, and there's a multiple things that they're doing to try to ensure dissociation, meaning the separation of the soul and the body. Every single thing that the medical establishment is doing is for that purpose. There is no protocol, no intervention that is beneficial. Ultrasound has no benefits. Zero. In terms of the outcome of the children. clamping and cutting the cord, zero benefits. It only causes harm. Circumcision, zero benefits. It only causes harm. Everything. I mean, I could give a list. You think it's beneficial to put poison burning gunk in your baby's eyes under the guise of stopping venereal disease? No, it's to block love. That's what it's for, to block eye contact, to block the activation of love in the brains of the parents and the children. Everything, folks, from start to finish, is designed for this purpose, to separate you from God and to separate you from your soul. That is what the medical establishment is all about, and the medical establishment is nothing other than sorcery in terms of what they offer you when you're sick. And the drugs that they give you are designed to destroy you. If you take them long term, you will find yourself getting sicker and sicker. There is nothing that they offer that is actually beneficial. That's what we have to see. We have to avoid these places like the plague to the best of our ability. But it's important also for us to heal ourselves. If we try to do a home birth like I did without healing the birth trauma, the chances of the home birth being a recapitulation or a repeat of past traumatic birth experiences is very high. People born by C-section, for example, are highly likely to give birth and have a C-section. It's called traumatic repetition. People, men who are circumcised, unless they become aware of the damage that it's done, are very likely to insist that their sons go through the same torture. These men don't know they've been tortured. They're not consciously aware that it's torture, but that's what it is. They're not consciously aware because these memories are locked in their bodies, but haven't been able to come up into the conscious mind. It's important to bring the memories up into the conscious mind because that's the first piece of the healing, is to understand where the origins of our pain lie. What caused these particular patterns? Oh, friends.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.